November 1, 1926, what the supreme fiat is in each created thing, and the lessons it gives to the creatures in order to come and reign in their midst. I was doing my usual round in the whole creation, to be able to love and glorify as the divine fiat itself loves and glorifies, in all created things. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, my sweet Jesus makes me go around through the whole creation, almost to reach his will in all of its acts, to keep it company, to give to it my I love you, my thank you, my I adore you, and to ask that its kingdom may come soon. But I do not know all that this divine will does in each created thing. I would like to know it, so that my act may be one with its own. Now, while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus, all goodness, came out from within my interior and told me, it is right that the little daughter of my will know what the one from whom your origin came, does. You must know that my eternal fiat not only fills the whole creation and is life of each created thing, but it keeps all of our qualities spread out throughout the whole creation. In fact, creation was to serve as terrestrial paradise for the human family, and therefore it was to be the echo of the beatitudes and happinesses of heaven. If it did not contain the joys and the contentments of the celestial fatherland, how could it form the happiness of the terrestrial fatherland? More so, since one was the will, that which beatified heaven, as well as that which was to make the earth happy. Now, if you want to know what my will does in the heavens, in that blue which can be seen always firm and stretched out over the heads of all, there is no point in which heavens cannot be seen. Both at night and at daytime they remain always at their place. So, our will keeps our eternity, our firmness that never changes, spread out in them. It remains always in its perfect balance, nor does it ever change for any circumstance. And while it loves and glorifies our eternity, our unshakable being, it makes the earth happy and says to man, look, take the heavens as model, which are always extended above your head. Be always firm and good, just as I am. From here, I am always stretched out to protect you, so that you too, like a second heaven populated with stars, which to your eyes seem to be so bound to the heavens that one could say that the stars are daughters of the heavens, so that you too will be firm and good, and the heaven of your soul will be populated with stars, like many births and daughters of yours. So, in doing your round in the creation, when you arrive at the heavens, you too, united with our will, love and glorify our eternity, our unshakable being that never changes, and pray that it may render the creatures firm and good, that they may be the reflection of the heavens, and may enjoy the happiness brought by a good which is continuous and never interrupted. Then, continuing your round in the space of creation, you will arrive at the sun, a sphere which is closer to the earth than the heavens, in order to bring to the creatures the fount of terrestrial happiness, the similes of the beatitudes, and the flavors of the happiness of the celestial fatherland. Do you want to know, then, what my will does in the sun? It glorifies our interminable light, our innumerable flavors. It loves and glorifies our infinite sweetnesses, the indescribable shades of our beauties. And with its heat, it echoes our immense love. Oh! How the sun sings our praises! How it loves and glorifies our divine being! Just as our divinity, unveiled, beatifies the whole celestial fatherland with ever new acts, in the same way, the sun, faithful echo of its creator, celestial bearer of the supreme majesty, veiled by its light in which my will dominates and reigns, brings terrestrial happiness to the earth. It brings its light and its heat. It brings sweetness and almost innumerable flavors to plants, to herbs, to fruits. It brings warmth and fragrance to the flowers, and so many different shades of beauty, as to delight and embellish all nature. Oh! How the sun, or rather, my will in the sun, through plants, fruits and flowers, offers true terrestrial happiness to the human generations. And if they do not enjoy it fully, It is because they have moved away from that law which reigns in the sun. And the human will, placing itself against the divine, breaks its happiness. My will, veiled in the light of the sun, while loving and singing the praises of our divine qualities, from the height of its sphere says to man, in everything you do, be always light, just as I am, so that the light may convert you completely into heat, and you may become as one single flame of love for your Creator. Look at me, by always being light and heat, I possess sweetness. So much so, that I communicate it to the plants, and from the plants to you. If you will always be light and heat, you too will possess the divine sweetness. You will have no more bile or anger in your soul. You will possess the flavors and the different shades of the beauties of the Supreme Being. You will be sun like me. More so, since God has made me for you, and you were made for him, therefore it is right that you be more sun than I. See, my daughter, how many things you have to do united with my will in that sphere of the sun. You must sing the praises, love and glorify our light, our love, our infinite sweetnesses, our innumerable flavors, our incomprehensible beauty. You must impetrate for the creatures all the divine qualities that the sun contains, so that in finding the divine qualities within their midst, my will may come to reign unveiled, with its full triumph, in the midst of the human generations. And now, my daughter, let us descend into the lower part of the earth. Let us go into the sea, in which immense masses of crystal clear waters are piled up, symbol of divine purity. These waters are always walking, they never stop. They have no voice, yet they murmur. They are without life, yet so strong as to form waves so high, that they overwhelm and shatter ships, peoples and things, to then descend into their shore. And after they have knocked down the things which they invested, peacefully, as if they had done nothing, they continue their usual murmuring. Oh! How my will in the sea sings the praises, loves and glorifies our power, our strength, our eternal motion that never stops. And if our justice forms its just roaring waves, such as to knock down cities and peoples, like peaceful sea after the storm, our peace is never disturbed, and my will, veiled by the waters of the sea, says to man, single quote, be pure like these crystal clear waters. But if you want to be pure, walk always toward heaven, otherwise you would putrefy, just as these waters, so pure, would become putrid if they did not always flow. Let the murmuring of your prayer be continuous, if you want to be strong and powerful like me, if you want to knock down the strongest enemies as well as your rebellious will, which prevents me from unveiling myself and going out of this sea to come to reign in you and extend in you the peaceful sea of my grace. How could you possibly want to remain below the sea that glorifies me so much? You too, sing the praises, love and glorify our purity, our power, strength and justice, united to my will, which awaits you in the sea as its own daughter. Our eternal motion toward the creatures in order to do good to them, and the continuous murmuring of our love through the created things, which, while murmuring love, wants the continuous return of the murmuring of the continuous love of the creatures. Pray that my will may give them the divine qualities it exercises in the sea, so that it may come and reign in the midst of those who now keep it rejected in the whole creation. Therefore, if you want to know what my will does in all creation, go around in it, and my fiat, finding its daughter in all created things, will unveil itself and will tell you what it does toward the divine majesty, and the call and the lessons it wants to give to the creatures.